This is JIS News. Coming up, Finance Minister announces new tax measures. New NHT annual contribution is part of fiscal consolidation efforts and government closer to signing IMF agreement. Details after this message.
Jamaica, it's time to participate in the public sector customer service competition. Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling toll-free 1-888-991-2752. Vote online at cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities. The public sector customer service competition. It's time to vote. Time to give the winners recognition. Deadline February 28.
Now the news. The government has announced several new tax measures in keeping with its economic reform program. Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips says the measures are aimed at earning the country an additional $15.9 billion over the 2013-2014 fiscal year.
If we are to reduce the debt, we have to find some way of raising our primary surplus numbers, which means that we have to find some additional revenue. It has been difficult, but we have sought to do it in a way that causes the least hardship and disruption for the vast majority of the people of Jamaica. Many people, including the bondholders, the workers, and the ordinary Jamaicans, recognize that our country is in dire economic straits and something has to be done.
The measures include an increase in tax on dividends to 15%, up from 5%, and the reform of the property tax regime. Come April 1, the education tax will be increased by 0.25% for employees and by 0.5% for employers. Minimum wage earners and those below the income tax threshold will not be required to pay the increased education tax. Minister Phillips says this measure is part of efforts to ensure the continued viability of the Students Loan Bureau. In the meantime, the National Housing Trust will be required to make a contribution of $11 billion per year over the life of the new agreement with the International Monetary Fund. Speaking in Parliament Tuesday, Finance Minister Dr. Peter Phillips said this measure is part of the fiscal consolidation efforts and will not result in a change in the mandate of the NHT to provide affordable housing.
And the distribution will not impair the viability of the trust and will not reduce its capacity to build houses for the Jamaican people who need houses.
The finance minister says the NHT will remain committed to its core objectives and will ensure that the housing and community development programs are maintained. Head of the IMF mission to Jamaica, Jan Kees Martin, says significant headway has been made towards the signing of a new agreement. Speaking recently at the launch of the National Debt Exchange, NDX, Mr. Martin said the government and the IMF agree on several key measures, including the need to strengthen macroeconomic policies in order to help underpin debt sustainability.
The fund and the Jamaican authorities are continuing their discussions on a comprehensive policy framework that can be supported under a fund arrangement, and as has been indicated, we are making good progress.
The head of the IMF mission to Jamaica says both parties also agree on the implementation of structural reforms that can pave the way for private sector-led growth and the provision of social protection for the most vulnerable. And the government is seeking to acquire a mobile unit as part of efforts to improve the delivery of health care across the island. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the unit is expected to assist in the delivery of health services, particularly oral health, to persons who may have difficulty accessing established facilities.
There are some areas where it's very difficult to get persons coming out for reasons of terrain, etc. And so we want to be in a position where you can move the service in and we'll be able to get to persons who otherwise would not have had the benefit of care.
Minister Ferguson was speaking during a recent planning and evaluation meeting of the Oral Health Services Unit. He adds that the ministry will be increasing its promotion of oral and dental care as part of the prevention services at the primary health care level. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.